tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Welcome back to Tip Today. Some more of your text. That's a lovely lady. She is right in everything she says. And the lady with the child does love her child deep down, but she seems to need help. That's in from one of our listeners. And that's making reference to my chat there with Margaret just before the news. Good morning, friend. Really enjoying this show and listening to Margaret. Such a wonderful woman. And like her, my heart goes out to the lady who wrote the letter yesterday. That's Emily, who's in Cashel. Somebody else saying, it's very difficult, Fran, when you have a child with emotional or behavioural problems, and it would seem that this child is causing a lot of anxiety and stress, but also the child is distressed internally. I would certainly suggest speaking to her GP and seeking referral for assessment. I would think a child like that is certainly having issues with emotional issues. That's into us on 083 311 3311. Now, can I put something out to you? There's been a huge surge in the numbers of women taking up Gaelic games in their 30s, 40s and even in their 50s. The Mothers and Others group are a growing trend, and it's one we want to look at in more depth. So if you are part of a Mothers and Others group, will you let us know? Because we'd love to come out and chat to you about it and feature your group on Tip Today. Now, you can speak to Emma about this on 1800 938 007, or you can text us about your group on 083 311 3311. Time for our GP slot right now. Glad to be joined, as usual, by Dr. Pat Harold, based in Neenah. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Fran.
And good to talk to you today. You're going to give us some advice today, about living long and healthy lives, Pat.
Living long and healthy. And I'll tell you where I'm getting this advice. There's a professor in Finity called Professor Roseanne Kenny, who I actually knew when I was very small in Barna in Galway. And Roseanne is kind of like extremely well qualified, and she's a real big shot in the world of medicine. And she's written a book about her findings from the longitudinal study of ageing in Ireland. And she's been looking for years and years and years at people over 50 in Ireland. And she's quite amazing findings. She's got almost 400 research papers out of this, and they're all proper, decent science.
Yes.
So a bit of what I'm going to say might sound a bit wacky and new agey. Just remember, this woman really knows what she's talking about, and there's very, very good science about it. But she was kind of looking at this and saying, why are some 83-year-olds immobile and not able to do anything, and some 83-year-olds are unemergent? And often we'd be wondering, is it nature or nurture? Mm-hmm. Is it genetics or is it anything? And her conclusions are that 80% of what you do is lifestyle, and only 20% is genetics. So 80% of it. And the good news is that all the time you're turning over trillions and trillions of cells, and you can modify them and the way you age and the way you go. But she was looking at people aged 38, and she found there could be 20 years in difference between them.
My God.
In how they're aging.
Yeah.
Which is like amazing stuff, you know. And leaving out things like, you know, the diet and the fads and the booze, she found some stuff, and it wouldn't be quite what you'd expect. And the first thing she found made a huge dramatic difference is friendship. And this is as good for your heart as giving up smoking and having your social bonds. And you were just talking about Mothers and Others there.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I find that, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of our time in our families and in our jobs, and when that falls away, what have you left? You know, you don't have a pile else, you know,
yeah,
because you've let the friendships go. And I think it's very much a thing with Irish men. You know, they just don't sort of ring each other up, you know, as days they meet, but they don't. So it's so good for your brain and for your stress levels and for your blood pressure. And having a consistently high blood pressure is, a big thing for Alzheimer's, which is more research has just come out from this and from other things. And when you meet other people, all that goes down and your cortisol and stress levels go down. So instead, if you can do little interventions in your life, things like the GAA and bingo, and if you're older, going to the day centre, or even things like don't buy something in line, go up to town on a Saturday and bump into people and go for cups of coffee and all that kind of stuff. And this has a huge effect on your heart, or else just ringing people you haven't been in touch with for a long time. And that makes sense to you? Fran?
It makes it very much does indeed. Yeah. It's interesting that the conversation does veer away from diet and drinking cigarettes, like you said. There's so many other things there, Pat. Yeah,
there's so much else there, and you know, we were often talking about this kind of thing in the show, but we didn't really, you know, that this is the firm science to back it up. And the next one she goes for is laughter. And she says laughter is so important and it's a huge effect on your body. And all your cortisol and stress, it's like giving your body a complete break from tension. It just snaps it. And it's a real stress buster. And a child laughs about 400 times a day and an adult 15 times a day if they're lucky. Oh. But you don't laugh as much unless you're in company. And
yes,
I've often noticed that if there's five or six of you sitting and watching Father Ted or something, you're rocking around the place. But if you're doing it on your own, you don't tend to.
You don't, yeah. There's a collective enjoyment factor there, isn't there?
When I'm feeling a bit low and wrecked at work or something, I sometimes put on a YouTube of Tommy Tiernan for 5 minutes, or, you know, or something like that, just to sort of jizz me up. But laughter. So if you really want to have a good night out, go when they get back, go to Pat Short or something like that, and get that going. But a good old laugh, and this is serious science. And then she gets on to the next thing. She says, switch off from media for at least an hour a day, and let people know you're doing it. And gardening is perfect. And if you don't have a garden, find a park or something like that. But outdoors. Going and meditation. Dermot Whelan's book, now I've recommended in this show two or three times, that's about the easiest book I know on getting into meditation and mindfulness. And this really brings it down. And the less stress you are, if you're absolutely consumed with stress and fear and living in your nerves all the time, you have to give yourself a break from it, because it does lead to obesity and hypertension and diabetes. And there's a huge link between those. So this is not.
It's a real coincidence, Pat, because would you believe I got the book in the post this morning, so we're looking forward to speaking to Roseanne Kenny at some point in the future.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. We're really looking forward to that.
Brilliant. Well, you'll be well up now, Fran.
Well,
you've
done all my research for me now, Pat, so fair play to you. She also talks, I know, about blue zones. That's areas of the world where inhabitants just live longer. I think she examines that as well, Pat.
She does, and there are places they know well. And you know what? They generally tend to be mountainy places where you've got a kind of a very healthy diet, plenty of greens and plenty of fresh food and plenty of social connections.
Yes.
You know, it's the sort of place for people. Now, you, Fran, are the master of bringing older people together and dancing and not necessarily and all that kind of social stuff, which has been so stopped for so long. So if you do one thing today, it's ring an old friend or ring somebody you haven't seen in a while, or you send them a text or something like that and get into it and arrange to meet people.
Because I
really think the numbers are dropping big time now, and hopefully we'll have a bit of normality, and they'll be talking in the Dáil about it today, about getting things back. So this is, you know, just the time sort of to catch that wave and to go with it and re-establish your connections and re-establish your friendships. Because people only be dying to hear from you.
All the stats are there, Pat, that we are living longer, in fact, but it's the quality of that life that's important, isn't it?
Yeah. And she's other things too, like the fall. Fall is a life-changing event when you're older. You know, if you break the hip or fracture,
it's a game changer, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's a huge game changer. So she says for 30 seconds, you should be able to stand on one leg for 30 seconds with your eyes open and 10 seconds with your eyes shut. And once you start, you turn 40, your balance starts to go. So she says when you're brushing your teeth, stand on one leg. But as well as that, she's big into Pilates and she's big into yoga.
Nice.
And, you know, actually, I just started Pilates again last night. There's a lot of yoga in it. Well, I have a couple of old niggles, so it's not the most strenuous thing to be doing, but it's great for getting you going. But it's really good for your balance. And there's things called telomeres. And telomeres in your DNA are like the, you know, the things in the end of your shoelace, those little witchy things that stop them from unraveling. They're the things that get frayed as you get older. And there's huge evidence to show that your yoga is really good for the telomeres, and it's good for the stress, and all these things are going to each other. So yoga is brilliant, and you know, yoga, I know more than Tommy Tiernan on the YouTube. It's just a click away if you've got a phone or anything like that. Right. And every town now is yoga and everything going like that. And one thing she brings in, one last thing I'm going to hit you with, Fran, is she's into what's called hormesis. And hormesis is where you get something that's you don't particularly like, but it stimulates things. Aren't you talking about cold water? Now, everybody, it's a big thing. I think 9% of people in Ireland are now swimming all year round, something like that.
Yeah.
And go into the shower. She says this is a huge, huge way of setting you up for the day, of giving you, of really stimulating your brain and your muscles and your activity. Go into the shower, have your ordinary shower, and then turn on the cold water for 20 seconds. And build it up to 2 minutes.
Right.
But do you know what, Fran? I've been trying it for that article's out Saturday, and I've been trying it.
And does it work?
Do you know what? You feel great.
Do you? Yeah.
And it's not as hard as you think.
Yeah, Ellie, who works with us here, is always advocating that we do this. She says it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's actually good, because I often thought of it, and you're trying to step into a cold shower at sort of 10 to 8 in the morning is not easy.
Yes.
But if you've had your shower and then you turn it on to cold, actually, it's all right. You know, the only thing is you have to remember to put it back to hot, because the next person after you hop in,
they'll be cursing you out of it. Yeah,
they're cursing you out of it. So that's Professor Roseanne Kenny, and if you get her on, tell her I was asking.
I will, of course. Yeah, we're looking forward to having her.
She won't know who you're talking
about.
But I'm looking out for that book, and I really want to see what it's like. But there are a few tips and things, but it's basically what common sense tells you is a good idea to do, but she has serious science to back this up. And
very good, yeah. But it sounds like she has steered away from wagging the finger at us and saying, you know, you're eating wrong and you're drinking wrong and stuff. It's a different kind of a book to that, isn't it?
It's much better to tell people what they can do than what they can't do.
And
empower people and tell them you can do this and you can try this. And baby steps, you know, if you do something like you do your sort of 6 to 8 weeks Pilates course, you might go for something cardiovascular the next time, because, you know, you've ironed out that problem with your shoulder or something that's holding you back. So I'm into sort of baby steps and getting it going. I think we're all a bit shook and all a bit hammered, and we're not able to take on sort of huge projects, but we'll get there.
And gently does it and all of that. You're going to talk to us a little bit about getting fit for pregnancy and getting pregnant as well, Pat. We were speaking to a young woman in the last hour, Chloe, and she was telling me she's pregnant, she's due in a couple of months' time, and she seemed to have done such an amount of research about it and knowing what to expect and all that. That's kind of important, isn't it?
It is, and just before I was talking to you, I had a quick look. I just put in HSE pregnancy and popped a book. It's a PDF thing. You can read it on your phone, or I'd say they'd probably send out to you. It's a 220-page book, and it's very easy to read, all about the aspects of pregnancy. And the first thing I was very taken by was saying, you know, you might be feeling anxious, you might be feeling, am I up to this? You know, I'm sure we all were, you know, I mean, nobody had a manual for this kind of thing. And, you know, an awful lot of us too, you know, ideally you'd have a family around you, and older sisters and mothers and grannies and things telling you what to do. We know lots of people aren't living in the same country that their family are in, and they mightn't have social, there might be no people. And there are lots of support groups and lots of antenatal classes, things like that will teach you. From the point of view of the GP, I think I've noticed an awful lot of people have got pregnant this winter. So if you're even half thinking about getting pregnant, the first thing to do is take folic acid, because folic acid protects the baby's spine and brain from spina bifida and neural tube defects. So you want a good bit of that, and it's in fresh leafy fruit and vegetables. And in the winter, you mightn't, you know, most people, 80% of Irish people don't get enough fibre in their diet. So if they're not getting enough fibre, they're probably not getting. So just get a folic acid supplement. And if you're getting any kind of vitamin supplement, just make sure it's, don't buy it in the supermarket. Just get it from a chemist and just say, is this suitable for a pregnant person? Because there might be too much vitamin A in it. It might be a good thing.
Right.
You know, the other thing is, if you're on any kind of medication whatsoever, just check with your doctor, is this okay if you're trying for a baby? Because they might just adjust it and put it, you know, it might be fine. Or you might just need something like it, but it's slightly different. So that's another thing to consider. But when you do get pregnant, you should definitely get, if you're thinking of getting pregnant, get vaccinated for COVID. For two reasons. One is if you get COVID when you're pregnant, you can get a thing called placentitis, where the placenta gets inflamed, and you can lose the pregnancy. Or the other thing is, in the later stages of pregnancy, they're the ones who have trouble breathing if they've COVID and end up in HDU.
Wow.
And there's absolutely, there's no evidence whatsoever that a COVID vaccine affects your fertility.
Right.
So you don't be worried about that.
Right.
Because I know a lot, there was a myth going on about
there
that.
There was, indeed.
COVID,
yeah.
But it was wrong. You know, and that's one of the things they found out wasn't right.
Yes.
And
what about coming off... coming off the pill or whatever to prepare for getting pregnant, Pat. What about that and advice on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you just run it by whatever sort of contraception you're on that you want to stop. Yeah. And it can take a little while. It can take a little while. Generally, if you're not pregnant after, it depends a bit on your age. You know,
yes.
If you're sort of 22, they sometimes say give it a year with loads of opportunities to get pregnant. All the way through the cycle, you know. That's
right.
Now people watch the temperature and want to see when they ovulate and things like that. But plenty of, I know it's sort of 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, but plenty of whatever takes your fancy.
Right.
And if you're sort of over 30s, maybe you might be thinking after 6 months, maybe run a few blood tests, see how you're doing. Is there a reason you're not getting pregnant on either side? You know, and that isn't. You know, that's I'm afraid fertility is dropping worldwide. So it's not, and I think up to 1 in 7 do have problems. But it's something you can talk to your GP about, you know. But generally, a month or two, you know, generally the younger you are, the more fertile you are. But, you know, you mightn't be ready for pregnancy financially or, you know, socially or anything like that. And, you know, but look, there's more of the thing about staying fit, man. You know, people at 35 now are not sort of broken down and old anymore. You can stay fit.
Of course, yeah.
You know.
Somebody looking for that website you mentioned again, it was a HSE one, Pat, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just googled HSE pregnancy advice booklet, maybe. This thing is called a booklet, but it's really good. And it's all sorts of advice in it. And there was something I was taken about in this sort of sad, which come to light about violence to women. There's a few websites, you know, that one is whatdoyoudo.ie. And, you know, if anybody, pregnancy, unfortunately, is a time when domestic violence can escalate and out of control.
Is it?
You know, and a lot of people, when they do go for antenatal appointments, they might mention it to the GP or a midwife or something in the hospital who will, you know, and basically didn't get a chance. Anything like that, report it to the guards as well, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the, can be a facet of it too.
Isn't that, I didn't realise that, Pat. So there's...
Yeah, sometimes if you go into an antenatal clinic, you'll see a little sign on the wall in the loo, and you can leave a message if you're, you know, because sometimes fellas follow women to antenatal appointments, and just in case they speak and what's going on at home.
Just
a thing I was thinking. Sorry, just as an aside, wouldn't it be a great idea if in girls in transition year were taught self-defence,
absolutely,
and boys in transition year were taught respect for women?
Well, you know, isn't that the ideal, Pat? Isn't that the ideal? It certainly is.
Yeah, just thinking of a time when you could sort of introduce this kind of thing into the curriculum. But, you know, if every sort of girl knew how to take someone out with their elbow, you know, I mean, I know it's not as simple as that. Sounds a bit trite. But, you know, I mean, unfortunately for the next... But I do think educating the boys and the men is a huge thing as well.
I go along with you on that. Pat, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, take care, family.
Thank you, and look after yourself. Thanks, Pat. That's our extremely popular GP, Dr. Pat Harold, based in Nina. 1800 938 007. Tommy was on to say, Fran, where EV scooters are concerned, I'm 69, and if I behaved like those teens, I bet the Gardaí would have no problem calling to my home. Belated Happy New Year to you and all the team, says Tommy. Many happy returns to you, Tommy, and look after yourself out there, won't you? We'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.